Hi, and welcome to this week's edition of What's Brewing with Safety William Moore joining us. We're going to go back here a little bit. 2009. Is that like a red shirt year?
No, I wouldn't call it a red shirt year. Just
Did you learn a lot?
I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously,
you only played a couple games.
Yeah.
But you learned a lot.
I learned a lot from the sideline. Coach always kept me in the game, and I learned a lot this season.
Do you think now, looking back, did it help you?
Helped me a lot, basically mentally and physically. Mm-hmm. I needed time to heal, hurt a little bit. And I'm one of those guys, I look at myself as a competitor. It was, you know, a minor setback, and I use it as motivation.
Last year, 4 interceptions, go to the Pro Bowl. What was that like?
Oh, it was huge. It was a huge accomplishment individually. You know, of course I wanted more. You know, we wanted more. But making it to the Pro Bowl, you know, it's huge. I used to watch it on TV, man, and golly, just thinking about it again, it was.
Did you get to meet anybody, Willie Moe, that you go, wow, I kind of hung out right. with such and such, you know?
A lot of guys, man. Just down there, Fletcher from Washington.
London Fletcher.
He's been in the game for a while, and, you know, we were just playing on defense. And, you know, it was just cool to hang out with them guys. And Drew walked up to me a few times. Willie Moe, what's going on? You know, I'm like, whoa, this the guy. You know, It was kind of odd, but, you know, it was a great experience, man.
That's good. Is there an art to an interception?
Believing in it. Believing you're going to get it. That's it. If you know he's not going to catch it, then it's all yours. That's all to it.
Do you kind of know it's coming?
You can feel it. You really can feel it. It's one of those feelings where you be like, I'm going to be the one to make this play. He throw this ball, I'm going to be the one to make the play.
One thing you want to do better this year than you did last year or so far in your career?
Be more of a leader. And, you know, if you're being more of a leader, it speaks for itself because right. it's going to make you, you know, play better.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a vocal leader, but, you know, at times when my team need me the most, I can be able to step up.
All right. This weekend, the Falcons play the Rams, of course. William is from Hayti, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about Hayti. What's it best known for?
Sports. Our football team, you know, we got a winning record. We went to the state championship while I was there. We came up short.
Mm-hmm.
And I never forget those times. But it's a small, well-knit community. Everybody know everybody, you know. Like I said before, you can knock on the next door neighbor and get some sugar that you can't, you know. I love those times.
High school mascot?
Indians.
Indians?
Yes, sir.
What were your colors?
Black and gold.
Wow.
The real black and gold.
The real black
the
and
real
gold.
The real black and gold.
No, not the made-up stuff.
Nah.
Not the stuff the kids play in
now.
The right. real black and gold.
Yes, sir.
Rams fans or Chiefs fans in Hayti?
Rams, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you grow up a Rams fan?
I actually did, man. Back in Marshall Falk. Come on, how could you not? You know?
That's all right. Rocky grew up a Saints fan.
Hey. More power than them. They're a good football team. It's going to be good to go against them, though.
When did your interest in the music business begin?
I'd say about 6th grade.
Really?
I used to beat on the desk a lot and make beats all the time. And I had this, my first song. It's kind of weird when I go back home, I see a high school friend or something, and they just start rapping the first song I ever made. It was 1, 2, 3, 4. Here come Willie Moe or something. It was just weird. They start rapping. I just bust out laughing.
But this is a pretty serious thing for you.
I mean,
when this is done, and I mean this playing, that's kind of what you want to do, right?
Yes, sir. I love to produce music, make some beats, even songwrite for a couple artists. I love it, man.
All right. One of the things we're doing on What's Brewing this year is called 3rd and Short. First thought comes to your mind, okay? Play the run or play the pass?
Pass.
Why?
Able for interceptions.
But a guy like you that hits?
Yeah.
Play the pass?
You gave me a choice, though.
I did. Yeah. You're right. Okay, you're right. Favorite thing to do in Atlanta?
Eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite place in Atlanta, then?
Favorite place to eat?
Yeah.
I had to say Ruth Chris and Benihana.
Nice. Most cherished possession?
My son and my iPhone.
All right, last one. Pre-game superstition?
Don't let my left hand and my left hand touch anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Before the game?
Before the game.
Left hand doesn't touch anything?
Nothing. When I go through shaking hands, Everything right hand. When we break it down, everything right hand.
When did that start?
A long time ago. I'm just superstitious about my left hand.
Unbelievable.
It's kind of weird, huh?
No left hand for Willie Moe until kickoff.
That's it.
What's Brewing with William Moore? Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Right hand.